Hello, welcome to Killer Crawl Spaces, episode 53. This episode will focus on Robert Snow. But Robert Snow was last seen on the night of May 23rd, 2012, in Charleston, West Virginia. But he was seen at a local Go-Mart on Bigley Avenue. This was a known stop for him because he's a regional manager for the 7-Eleven stores in the Kanawha Valley area. Video footage shows him right before 5:30 at the location, or 5:30 p.m. He had a works meeting scheduled at 6 p.m. in Kanawha City at a 7-Eleven, and he would never make that meeting, though. The next morning, his Mazda, along with his phone, would be located along Westmoreland Drive behind a Go-Mart, and he was not in the vehicle. The police were able to ping his cell phone heading north on Interstate 79 toward Clay. He should have headed south from the 7-Eleven on Bigley Avenue to make it to the meeting. See, 1 hour later, his phone was pinged back in the Charleston area. It said it lost service for a little bit between being pinged heading to Clay, then heading back to Charleston. The morning of May 26th, he would be found dead along the banks of the Elk River in the area of the Slack Street boat ramp by some boaters in the area around 11 a.m. His hands and feet were bound by duct tape. The police said he had a blunt force trauma to the head, but they weren't sure if that was what was the cause of death at the time. But the police researched his background history and his activity, but nothing odd was found. Everything they had gathered about Robert was of how good of a guy he was, and they could not find anybody that said a bad word about him. Robert had spent 24 years in the Air Force. He had two sons living in Arizona. He lived with a girlfriend in Charleston at the time of his death, and their neighbors said he was a quiet person. And we fast forward a little bit, and the police would release a video from the Go-Mart in Elkview. The video shows a middle-aged female and an older male entering Go-Mart at 6:09 p.m. in a tan compact SUV with a roof rack and believed to be a Mazda. The woman was the driver while the man was a passenger, and they had entered a store. It appeared the man was wearing a hospital band on his left wrist and blue flannel pajamas. They went to the bathroom and then left without buying anything and drove away. The police had stated these individuals were not suspects or persons of interest, but they were hoping they may be able to help them in the investigation with some information because they might have seen something while at the store. The lady would call within hours to identify herself, but it doesn't seem nothing ever came from it, from everything I have found and researched so far. A few of the rumors I could find was about Robert gave a homeless man a ride and the homeless man killed him. Another rumor was it was somebody that knew Robert, which seems most likely in this case, but then the question comes down to who would have a grudge against him since it seemed like everybody loved him as an individual. Could this murder be by the hands of a stranger to Robert? You know, if he was a nice guy, could he have picked up a stranger to get off him a ride? Which I could fall back, you know, on the homeless man theory. Somebody out there knows something, and Robert seems to be a well-known in the area, so how has this secret been able to stay a secret so long in the Charleston area? Maybe one day light will finally shine and justice will be served for Mr. Robert Snow.